All right, the number is 337-482-5787. And call in your pledge this morning and make the phones ring, because there are more people eating than they were actually working this morning. All right, it is 10:01, so let's do something. Let me tell you what the master says about Zydeco Music.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. When I go to play them song, it comes to me. The reason I'm trying to stick with Zydeco, that's where I come up with the culture. And the Zydeco, the young and old can dance on it. And you don't have to play one of them rock beat, you know. Just, I urge all the youngsters, keep the Zydeco tradition. See this number here, it had a good beat to that. So you can dance either way you are. So this Zydeco music, the Zydeco music, it's got a little rock beat to that. So I'm holding on to my tradition. When I be dead and gone, I want the youngsters to know. And some of you people are going to say, well, Boozoo said that, keep up the tradition. So I'm going to keep the tradition. I got to play them Zydeco. Every once in a while, I'm going to give you one of them little rock beat there. I'm going to give you that. I got some of that in here. But I got to play my thing. Thank you. Keep the tradition up. Don't let that go behind.
Boozoo is really talking about that.
That's what we do here on Saturday morning. We want to make sure that the tradition is continued and kept up and preserved, and also presented to you in the fashion that we think is necessary to support what Boozoo just said.
Yeah, absolutely, because we can stretch it. The rubber band is about to break.
Yep.
And that's what we feel. When it's going to break, you're going to lose a lot of what, you know, it's not only about the music, it's about the culture, but the feelings that's in that.
Yeah.
And it's about having a good time, enjoying yourself, and it's just about being family, bottom line.
No, but you can't begin to imagine when people listen to some of the traditional Zydeco music,
mm-hmm.
how they move. The movement right. is certainly different, and the feeling that they get out of that music is certainly different than what some of the musicians now want to stretch it to.
Right.
And I watch these youngsters. These youngsters, I tell you what, and I play some music in the shop just to allow them to listen while they're working
right.
on their little projects, and not to interrupt or interfere what they're doing. You just have to see them, how they just move while they're doing that, and they're working.
Right.
Their brains are moving. And,
right.
And I ask them oftentimes, I said, why do you like Zydeco music? Well, Mr. B, you know, it's just how it makes you move. And we can do a lot of things here, and it doesn't interfere with what we,
right.
what we do.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like the Zydeco music. The true Zydeco, and this is really what we're talking a lot about,
mm-hmm.
bringing the true Zydeco back. We still have the Keith Frank who can do it. We got the Chris Hall doing it, do it. And then we have Leroy Thomas. We got Gino. All those guys have really stuck with
it. All them youngsters
Sit right in it.
Yeah.
You know, and deviated a little bit, but not much, because the core is about the true Zydeco, and that's what we want to make sure that le monde comprend que la musique de Zydeco et où ça devient et la culture de Zydeco et où ça devient et quand le monde commence à grandir la culture et le caractère change. Ça fait si on peut rester derrière les gènes, rester avec le caractère qu'a venu avec la musique de Zydeco. Il pourra faire un tas d'affaires dans les autres vies au prix que ça peut aller à ce. All right.
One of the things they had to remember, this is why we're here today. Today is that we interrupt this program twice a year just to be able to say to you that thank you for supporting and showing your support of Zydeco Sans Pas Soleil and this KRVS station. So why don't you do this? Get on your phone right now and call 482-5787. And if you're outside of the calling area, just go to 337. And you can do that and call right now and make your pledge. Make your pledge in support of KRVS and 88.7 FM. And also, Zydeco Sans Pain Salé. Show us that you appreciate the music that we play and the program that we do every Saturday morning. Why don't you do this right now? Give us a call, 482-5787. And what we just said about Zydeco music, show us, show the rest of the people across the globe, and in support and unity. And what they say is the old Creole phrase, unité fait la force.
Fait la force.
And the force is in unity.
That's true. Want to thank Mr. and Mrs. John D. Cart from Eunice, Louisiana, for their pledge this morning. And they love KRVS. And they want to thank us for all we do. And they love Megan Brown. Right. See, we just family here.
Yes.
It doesn't matter, like, because we're all here. It's not about us. You know, it's just.
And Melvin, also,
everybody.
Too, the doors are wide open. You can come and visit with us if you want to come and bring your pledge. Get in your car. Get on your bike. If you're a Harley rider right now,
Come on, Mr. Harley.
Yeah, the Harleys are in town, the association. Come by.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All the bikers are in.
Yeah, come on in.
John, we're going to get us a bike. I'm going to get
you. Yeah, look, man, I'm looking for it. I'm in pricing
one. I need one. The four-wheelers just can't get, so I'm going to have to maybe subtract a wheel. Maybe I have to go to a three-wheeler because I want to be able to get to the light and don't let the bike fall on me. I have to put my foot on the car on the side of me.
We talk about Chief Guillory, but you know what? After you get a certain age, need three wheels.
And I think we're at a three-wheel time in our lives. When you see a bunch of three-wheelers, just look, it might be me and John. On a three-wheeler trying to get somewhere. Now, I tell you what, give us some room.
Get out the way. Here we come.
Give us some room. All right, let's continue.
All right, 482-5787 is the number. Give us a call.
What Boozoo say?
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. When I go to play them song, it comes to me. The reason I'm trying to stick with Zydeco, that's where I come up with the culture. And the Zydeco, the young and old can dance on it. And you don't have to play one of them rock beats, you know. Just, I urge all the youngsters, keep the Zydeco tradition. See, this number here, it had a good beat to that. So you can dance either way you are. So this Zydeco music, the Zydeco music, it got a little rock beat to that. So I'm holding on to my tradition. When I be dead and gone, I want the youngsters to know. And some of you people are going to say, well, Boozoo said that, keep up the tradition. So I'm going to keep the tradition. I got to play them Zydeco. Every once in a while, I'm going to give you one of them little rock beat there. I'm going to give you that. I got some of that in here. But I got to play my thing. Thank you. Keep the tradition up. Don't let that go behind.
everybody that wants to rap or do R&B. Yeah, where I come from, still Zydeco for me. It seems like everybody that wants to rap or do R&B. Yeah, where I come from, still Zydeco for me. Yeah, things have changed, but they didn't start out that way. I wanna go back to what we used to have and what we used to play. Don't be ashamed and deny your name. Creole is a lifestyle and Zydeco is not a game. I wanna go back, I wanna go back. So come on back with me, come on back with me, come on back with me. Come on! We'll be right back.
All right, the phones have gotten quiet, I guess, because we've gotten quiet. So let's try to get you going again. The number here is 337-482-5787, 1017 in the morning. We're now at 1175. Call in your pledge and let's see what's going to happen. Get you that T. Gallop if you get a chance. We're not just promoting it just because it's such a great film, but we're promoting it also to raise some funds. So at least you can get something for your money, and I think it's something that is worth your money. I can't wait to see it, and I think it'd be a good talking piece whenever you get a chance to see it. Andrew, te desus alas a film by Wahakichi Tapishare Por, twice Ponce Papte Tsudo Seat. All right.
One of the things, too, Melvin, is that people who actually travel across the globe and who want to actually show, at least tell people, show something to someone that have never been introduced to this society, and this culture, this Tigalo would be an excellent piece that you could have. So actually, you can always throw it in the
Let me tell you about where I come from.
DVD player, and then say,
this is where I come from.
Yeah, this is where. And this is the things that we... People are moving, if you notice. More people are moving in South Louisiana than ever before. I was listening to a program yesterday that people from all over the country coming here to settle in Brobridge, Scott, Lafayette area, who are in Youngsville, who are just thrilled and to be introduced to that culture.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we have. And we play this. We only give you a little tidbit every Saturday morning right here at this station of the culture. We talk, Melvin and I talk. We do some little ranting and all that, and just laughing and all of that. But this is what this culture is all about. This
having
is,
fun and eating.
But you have to support this program. You have to support this station right here. You need to call us right now at 482-6-5787, rather. Call that number right now. Make your pledge and show that you want to support and keep us on the air.
Absolutely.
You need to call right now. Get on the phone. Don't procrastinate. Call us and show that. And show the country all over the world that you support and you want to make sure that this program continues. You have a variety of selections of prizes in which you are gifts that you can actually receive for your pledge. So give us a call and talk to the ladies and they can tell you what it is. If you don't want any of this, if you just want to make a pledge of a dollar a week, you're certainly welcome to do that. And a dollar a week, certainly I think that it's an appreciative token of our program every Saturday morning here. Give that, make that pledge. You can certainly do that for us. If you want to call right now, again, the number is 482-5787. Make the call and show that you want to, you can support this program. And Melvin?
Yep, and we had, Tim LeBlanc from New Iberia. Called in his pledge this morning. We certainly want to thank you for your pledge this morning. Greatly appreciate that.
Thank you, Tim.
Tim LeBlanc from Big New Iberia. And now we've got someone, John, that we just kind of, with this Zydeco program, we give him an opportunity to kind of stay close to home. And that is Lane Nevels from, who is presently in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
But is from Kinder, Louisiana. So listening to this music, it kind of brings him home and help him stay homesick. And I'm sure mother and father love their kids when they're homesick. They make them want to come home, as soon as they can.
Oh,
you know,
think about that good cooking you're missing.
And parents are not against homesick, you know, because when you're homesick, that means you want to come home. And I'm sure they're not against that. So, Tim...
No.
You know, and Lane, we certainly want to thank you for your pledges this morning. Greatly appreciate that. And we're going to play some Clarence
today.
You know,
one of the things, before we go and play something, too, I just want to acknowledge one person that actually, among many others, who lives in this area from Vermilion Parish, Abbeville, who works in North Dakota in the gas field. And he called last week, and he happened to be home.
Oh, okay.
And he says that he's introducing this music, and he listens to our program every Saturday morning online. And he introduced this music to the people up in North Dakota. And he said, they just can't get enough of it.
It's just amazing, you know. I'm telling you, this music, when you feel kind of bad, always going to help you. And when you feel good, just think what it do for you. Yes. And for those of you this morning that is making you feel good with what we play, and the one thing I know and that you really don't say it, but it's the memories that come back to you when you listen to this program. So I remember, like Big Buck say, you remember
the
when?
Good time.
You remember that?
Good time.
But I know, and them little smiles and stuff, so just be careful with your smile. When you smile,
sitting there and smiling.
Yeah, you daydream off into it.
What are you smiling about? Now,
pop! What you thinking about? Who that is? Who that is you thinking about? Nothing. Who that is? I said, who you thinking about?
Oh, I'm not thinking about anything.
All right, yeah, you're thinking about somebody. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. A big mess. But, Jay, just continue to listen to the program, and because of you, we can bring you those memories of the times when. And that's what we're here for, to make your day a happy day. Saturdays was always the day that you kind of sit back. I mean, we pick cotton Monday through Friday.
Don't even
Saturday, 12 noon.
Yes.
Shut it down. Get ready to take your weekly bath and get ready.
A weekly bath.
Nah, you take a weekly bath, but you'd wash your feet every night.
That's the thing about
you have to wash your feet every night. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the type of shoes we wore that had little holes in the bottom.
Did you wear any shoes?
Yeah, we had shoes. We had shoes.
When we were picking cotton, we didn't wear any shoes.
But you know, they had people who just didn't wear shoes. Shoes was a Sunday thing.
Oh yeah, that's
Sundays. Now, I don't know. I mean, we didn't wear shoes. Sometimes it was just good to walk in the fine warm dirt or hot dirt. You know, with the dirt going between your toes and stuff like that. That was like when you go to the beach.
Yes, the sand,
but it was dirt for us. I mean, we just didn't realize. We just exchanged the sand for the dirt and just didn't know. And you see, and the white stuff was the cotton. I guess that was substitute for the ocean.
And did you ever had a good run in dirt? And you ever turn the corner?
Oh, yeah, it makes it a little different, huh? Oh, but you could see
feet. Your toes would grab and have grips.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, what animal we come from? We all come from the...
I'm just thinking now.
Uh-oh, he's thinking, ladies and gentlemen. Beware.
You don't wanna,
I see a light coming on.
You don't
want
to test my thoughts. But anyway,
4-8-2-5-7-8-7. Oh, your thoughts. Okay.
I thought
I'd misunderstood.
No.
All right, let's continue.
I didn't say. This one was the TH. It's
okay.
F.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we were on track here. You know, but anyway. Only here at
KRV. This is why you need to call in right now and make your pledge.
Make your pledge.
If we can't continue this program without your support.
Absolutely.
And we certainly appreciate in the past that what you have done and supported the program by your pledge and calling your pledge. But every year, twice a year, we have to interrupt
Absolutely.
The program. And we got 52 programs that we present to you, and we just interrupt two out of the 52 to ask you to call in and make your pledge and support and show your support of this program and this station right here. 482-5787. This is the number that you need to call
Absolutely.
And make your pledge and show your support. Let us know. Make us proud.
Yeah, make us proud.
And make yourself proud.
Yeah, absolutely. And just remember, this is your program. Without you, we wouldn't be here. John and I wouldn't be here talking about the different things that we talk about, you know. And we do give you cures. There are certain cures that there is and that you just don't know about, you know. And we help you do that. And sometimes...
We're not going to talk about it this Saturday,
but we got some other stuff that can help you. We were at 1325, and let's keep rolling. It's 10:30 on a beautiful Saturday. Is it, John, outside?
It was a little cool. The wind was blowing quite hard.
Oh, really?
Every now and then you get a little shower, but that's okay. About it. I think most of it is gone.
Good deal. All right, Zydeco Webbers, let's make it happen.
We're going to bring Dave in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dave never did tell us about if he ever fell off his Harley, you know? He never said anything.
Well, you notice he was kind of limping.
I did see he was kind of
limp. Yeah, he has a little limp.
He never said it. I think
he got a bruised knee.
And what is that stuff he's talking about?
I don't know. He cut himself shaving.
Yeah. I thought, you notice that? And you know he's
growing a beard. One side of his beard is
thicker than the other
side.
We're not going to tell him.
No, because if you notice that,
I think that's the reason
one side of his face looks like it's been scarred.
I think that's why he's growing the beard.
To cover up the bruise. We'll see when he comes in.
We'll
see. Dave will be on. Let's go to music.
All right, let's go back to some Clifton. 337-482-5787 is the number to call this morning. Make your pledge.
If you like it,
pay for it.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon, featuring The Passport to the Moon, offering access to all the Rhythm and Roots shows each night during Festival International. Pricing information for Passports to the Moon, as well as a listing of all performances, can be found online at bluemoonpresents.com.
Ya te écouté le programme de Zarico et Passale ce matin avec MC et JB et DS dans la maison à Sturl, Dave Spazelli. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, MC.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Look, I just ate some of that crackling down there, and I realized that when I reached in the bag, it was actually red with pepper, you know?
Uh-huh.
So if I appear to have a bit of a sinus situation going on here...
It's because of the red.
You'll be able to understand that, yeah.
Well, I know you have become a very knowledgeable person about Harleys and hogs and all of that.
Yeah.
Then,
well,
and
you know,
you've been riding for how long?
2 weeks.
I love it. He's been riding for 2 weeks. He's on his second Harley.
I'm a bona fide expert on this. No, people would laugh if they heard me say that because they know what a newbie I am to it. But anyway, no, there's a big hog rally going on in town right now. So this is unique because it's the state, Louisiana State Hog Rally.
Oh, really? Okay.
You're seeing a lot of... motorcycles around town, and but it's really a lot of fun. Last night they had this big procession, you know, from the Cajun Dome down to Downtown Alive, and
that should have been beautiful.
Well, it was 5,000 bikes, man. You know,
that's
when you're
beautiful.
Riding in the midst of that, it's like it's hard to imagine. But anyway, I think it fits right in with the Zydeco show, you know, because everything on the hog is good.
Right.
And now, yeah, I'm into my second hog. I'm not a 4-H boy, and I don't confuse me with the 4-H club now, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because I'm not actually raising these hogs.
this is real bike iron hogs.
This is steel and chrome. You know,
steel and chrome.
But anyway, it's fun. But it's a major group, you know, very interesting. A lot of people from all kinds of different states have ridden their bikes here, and lots of activities going on. But anyway, we did want to thank some folks who have called in, MC, this one I should get to right away. This is Pearl Trahan calling in from Maurice, Louisiana. And
Big 8, right.
She said she'd like to wish Randolph Joseph Sr., who is 93 years old.
93.
From Parks,
okay.
Who listens faithfully. And
great.
This was actually to you and John. Listens faithfully and wants to wish him a happy birthday from his son Doogie, his daughter-in-law Carolyn, grandkids Quinn and Brittany, special friends Spluck, Pearl, and Pound or Punch. And then it concludes by saying, play Little Nate.
Play Little Nate.
Play Little Nate.
Play Little Nate. Okay,
so,
we got to play some Little Nate.
So we play some Little Nate, and that's the Big 8 Trail Riders coming up in 3 weeks. They got something going on, but that goes out a special thank you to Pearl and also a special... birthday wish to Mr. Randolph Joseph Sr. at 93 years old, loving the show. And Janet Pico, thank you for calling in from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Originally, I guess, from New Iberia, but we always like to hear of those who are listening online. Also, Dr. Craig Mathurin, thanks very much, calling in from Eunice. We certainly appreciate your call. And then Freddie Richard, I guess, called in a little while ago, but he wanted to challenge all of the firefighters out there.
Firefighters.
And firemen.
While they are being challenged, we also want to thank them for the job that they do.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know,
that's
a tough job. And look, we just want to let you know we thank you for what you do.
Indeed. And Mary Lee Wynn. Is from Broussard, Louisiana. Thank you for your contribution. And then also from London, England.
London, England.
Lynn and Steve, listening online. They've visited KRVS in the past. They listen every Saturday and absolutely love it. And so a special shout-out to Lynn and Steve over in London, England.
Amazing.
Righto. Righto.
Good deal. Let them hear what KRVS do here. And so they can all call in and know that we're doing Pledge Saturday. And we have today and tomorrow. Herman coming right behind us. So don't think that the music is going to end once we leave. But
and you know, it's a good fundraising day, MC. You know, we had this front come through last night. And,
right.
You know, we always think spring has sprung, and it certainly has, and the weather's been warm. But, boy, it's blustery out there today, and we got that rain, and hopefully the rain will clear off. Don't mind the cool weather too much, but yeah, we're in the midst of a little front here.
Yeah.
So
weather.
You know, I got to get on my hog, you know, but I'm delicate. You know what I'm saying?
So Dave, do they have any three wheeler hogs out there?
Oh yeah, they got quite a few trikes out there.
Really?
And they've got some beautiful machines.
John and I figured.
Maybe that's what you'd be in need for.
We would have to be more into the three-wheeler hogs.
Well, no, that's good. That's good. And they're beautiful, man. I saw one the other day. It was really a small one, and it was just minimal, but really nice. And, of course, they go all the way up to the ones that are, you know, fully loaded, ready for travel.
Right.
All the communications devices on them. But, yeah, there's a considerable number of trikes out there.
Everybody called in. They wanted to know one thing. I'm gonna just put it on everybody, but not me and John. We didn't ask that because we didn't really want to know. And you've been riding for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Any scratches happen during that time?
Scratches on the bike or on myself?
Both.
Well, a couple of things on that, MC. A couple of things I'd like, and I'm certainly happy that you brought that up.
Not a problem.
I learned that from politicians. Thank you so much for that question. Hey, and by the way, 482-5787. Those of you listening online, go to that button that says contribute and please help us out here. But couple of things with my Sportster. I was bringing it in. boy, I shouldn't broadcast this.
But it's okay. It's just your family.
Here. Yeah, it's just
it's
family
all
here.
Family.
It's a hog family. And but no, I just one time these you know 650 pounds. When they get to the tipping point, they end up stopping them.
Okay.
And so, but fortunately, everything happened on my front porch.
$10,000 worth. I mean, you know that if you'd have put it on, what's the TV show that you put it on, make $10,000.
Oh yeah. Well, that would have been it. You know, in search of the classic hog. You know, but
right.
No, fortunately, the. That a couple of these, let's call them laydowns.
Had a couple of laydowns.
A couple of laydowns, but they were on the front porch, like changing the oil and then forgetting that the kickstand was up. You know, that's a real class move.
Yeah, that's...
And probably the worst part of it is you look around to see if anybody's
stuck on
you
your bike.
Because you ride up really cool. You know, you ride up, you're looking, you're styling.
Yeah,
you know,
got
and
it.
So ride up into the campus here. You know, and you park up over there by the police station, and you have all the students coming out of Moody Hall and so forth. And
right.
And you, you know, it's not uncommon for a man to forget that his kickstand's not down.
And that's so,
it's a normal thing. You know, you shouldn't be too judgmental on a person like that. But you know, if the old kickstand has slipped up on you, and your bike just, boy, I tell you, boy, when it starts to go, you just get out of the way and let it roll, and then it's then you try to pick it up, you know, like oh yeah, no problem, you know,
this.
I kind of intended for that to happen. You know, that happens all the time, and sucker's heavy, man. You know, it's like the real damage comes in trying to pick the sucker back up.
Yeah, it's just kind
you know,
of
I think I pulled something.
You didn't ask for help,
or no, just, you don't ask for help.
You don't ask for
man.
Help.
No, you
that's
know,
your bike.
That's your bike.
See?
But you can't ask for help because that puts you into the category of people who ask for directions.
Directions. Yeah, don't ask for directions.
Don't do that.
You know where you're going.
No, you just stay lost, but just don't ever ask for.
The best thing happens.
Illustrate your vulnerability.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. See, that's why John and I we have to start at the three-wheeler. See if we can...
Hey, check them out, though, man. Check them out.
I'm going to check it out.
They're fine.
Really. You know, and it's one of those things that you see and say, man, if I ever get into this, it'd be so hard to get out of it.
Yeah.
I put it on my bucket list.
It's not certainly without risk, but you know, you can take some great classes.
Sure.
The state police offers a great class.
Oh, okay.
One that's underway. But anyway, enough about the
hogs.
Yeah,
so much for that. Let's
enough
do some about some fundraising.
Yeah, fundraising.
Let's do some fundraising.
Although I am going back to get some more of that crackling and some of that boudin.
Uh-huh.
But the fundraising is going good. This is our spring fundraiser, and we're rocking along. We've got the Zydeco show, and obviously the phones are ringing on this one. People listening online, I know you have regular listeners that talk to you from New York and all over the...
I mean, it's all over. That's just so amazing.
Yeah.
It is really
and
amazing.
And it's really mind-boggling. You know, when I came here in 84, we were talking very terrestrial radio being broadcast from our 500-foot tower out in Doosan. And our coverage area almost made it, you know, out a little past Roanoke, out in that area. And then, naturally, over these years, we've had a technological explosion. Our control rooms now look more like computer workstations, you know, and we're sitting here amidst several monitors, that computer monitors, and you could just go on and on. You know, we thought we were really cool when we had these big reel-to-reel tape machines on a big rack. You know, it was like we were styling, and it was looking really good and very high-tech, you know. And it's changed so much, you know, and so now we're podcasting all of our programs. If you miss this show, you can download it. We're streaming worldwide. We're on the brink of adding two additional channels, so that if you want to listen to Zydeco and you know, indigenous music all the time, there could be a channel all for that. Those things are yet to be decided, but you know, the telephone apps, all this sort of stuff, where you can time shift programming and listen to it at your convenience. But the main thing is, we've got a most awesome brand here at the radio station. The whole idea that we live in this authentic area with its own unique cuisine, culture, language, music. Nowhere else. I mean, there may be a few places, but we're so fortunate, and it's such a great... it's great fun to be part of a radio station that, that can draw from, you know, the talent that we just have walking in the door. It's just
and then
crazy.
It's not only the radio station, the music, but really Lafayette people. You know, is just so so nice, and you know, we're very receptive to new people that comes into the area, and we help, and we do all kind of crazy things, you know, to make people feel at home. You come to Lafayette, you're at home, because the first thing they're going to want to know is, what's your last name?
Yeah.
See if you're part of the family and stuff like that. But that's just the area.
And the hospitality
area
is second to none. It's unbelievable. Second to none. Yep. I mean, you can count the number of times.
But it all goes back to the people who do the pledges that help us do some fundraising, and like we're helping now to try to raise some funds. We're at $1,500 since 8 o'clock this morning, which is an excellent thing. But we still need the phones to ring and continue to make your pledges for those of you that enjoy the program. And the other thing, too, that that does happen, and sometimes you just don't know it's happening, is that the doors are open, that you can come into the studio today and come by and visit and see what we do and look at the equipment that Dave was talking about. And all of this is really a thank you to you for those that have pledged the many years that you have been pledging and helping, and those pledges do help make this studio be what it is and producing what it is doing. But the phones are not ringing. We need the phones to be ringing.
Let's
and we're
gonna
shut up and play some music so that you can go to the phone
or rock up the music, and we'll get this thing underway. And as we move through these hours leading up to 12 noon is usually when the phones really start ratcheting
That's
up.
True. All right, let's roll it. 10:45, make the phones ring. We will give you more and more Zydeco as we listen to right now. We're listening to Horace Trahan, Monsieur Bernard.
Jump down, turn around, and pick a bale of cotton. Jump down, turn around.
Sorry, I told you wrong. Looking at Corey Ledet, pick a bale of cotton.
Jump down, turn around, and pick a bale of day. Oh, Lord. Pick a bale of cotton, oh Lord, pick a bale of day, oh Lord, pick a bale of cotton, oh Lord, pick a bale of day. Hey. Jump down, turn around and pick a bale of cotton. Jump down, turn around and pick a bale of day. Jump down.
down, turn around, a pick a fella cotton. Jump down, turn around, a pick a fella day. Whoa, Lord, a pick a fella cotton. Whoa, Lord, a pick a fella day. Whoa, Lord, a pick a fella cotton. Whoa, Lord, a pick a fella day.
Is your number to call in your pledge this morning. Greatly appreciate you making the phones ring, and it is 10:49 this morning. A lot of good things going on here, but let's get the phones to ringing and make some people put their feet down and answer the phone. 337-482-5787. 337-482-5787. All right, Robert Twilley, good morning to you, and we will send you, you play your song there in just a few shakes. Catfish Festival going on today and tomorrow. Today, let's see, Grammy Award winner, Chubby Carey, Lil Wayne, and the same old two-step, Steve Riley, the Mamu Playboys, Richard LaBeouf, Gino Delafosse, French Rockin' Boogie, Lil Kenny and the Heartbreakers, Kenny Wayne, Keith Frank, and the Swallows, Zydeco Band. All of that's going on starting at, well, it just started at 10:30. Opened up with Chubby Carey, and it's going to close out tonight with Keith Frank at 12:15. So you got a lot of stuff to do in Washington, Louisiana. The parade was at 10 o'clock. Queens Catfish Eating Contest is at 3 p.m. today. So if you want to join the contest, go eat all the catfish you can. 1:30 and 3:15, Cachada Dancers. Tickets are $3 for large rides and $2 for small rides. Full carnival rides, 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. Entertaining. Okay, Sunday, tomorrow, have a catfish cook-off at from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Results announced at 12 noon. Grace Hamilton Performing School of Arts production at 2 p.m. 12 noon until 10:15 tomorrow night. Opening up at 12 noon with Gino Delafosse and Crossfire, Lil Nathan, and the Zydeco Big Timers, Connie G, John. Connie G and the Creole Soul, Kenny Wayne, J. Paul Jr., and the Zydeco New Breeze will close out from 8:45 to 10:15, and that is at the Catfish Festival in Washington, Louisiana. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay, what you got?
Well, this is a mattress sale. The third annual Acadiana High School Band Mattress fundraising sale is going to take place, and that's on May the 5th. And I'm going to tell you some more about it this coming Saturday, so stay tuned. Also, I want to also let you know that here's another one right here. It's first annual crawfish boil, J.W. Falk at the school, J.W. Falk School, will sponsor a first annual crawfish boil, and that's all going to be taking place. And I'll tell you about it. Just stay tuned right here whenever it's going to take place. So just don't go anyplace. I'm going to tell you some more about it later on in the program. But first of all, we got to tell the folks because phones are not ringing right
now. The phones are not ringing.
Phones are not ringing here. 487-5787 is the number. 482-5787. And you want to make the call right now. Call right now. Stop procrastinating. Say, I should have called when I would have.
Let's go ahead and
could
make
have.
The, yep. Let's
make
do
the
it.
Call right now. The ladies are very antsy right now.
Hey,
they want to be able to talk on the phone. We'll give them a call. And if the lines are busy, they're not busy. So just call them back in case they are busy. Call right now, 482-5787. This is very, extremely important that you do it now. We have an hour and 5 minutes left.
Yep.
On this program. So call right now and make that call. So
and if you receive your renewal cards in the mail, you can send them.
Yes.
Send your contribution back in the return envelope provided. Credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can pay in installments of 10, 20, 30 a month. Our membership program keeps track of your donation. You don't have to keep track of anything. We always send you reminders that it's time for you to send in the other part of your donation. Also, you can ask your company if they have a matching gift program. It could double your gift to KRVS. UL Lafayette faculty and staff can give through payroll deduction. Download a form on our website under the support button. So, KRVS listeners, Zydeco Webbers.
You hear it in the background, Mel?
What?
Dave
is what now?
Is on the drum along with what is your son's name?
Colin.
Colin. Colin is on
Colin?
The Colin. Colin is on the piano.
Oh Lord, have mercy. We got.
And so now,
I guess I need
that
to go.
We could just pipe
into the.
Yeah.
Well, let's just open. We could open the door.
So if we have an accordionist that's in the area right now.
Come join.
Just come and join. Bring your accordion.
Oh, yeah. Remember, the doors are open. You come in and make your pledge in person.
Yes.
That would be greatly appreciated. You can do
just
that.
Just come on and make your pledge.
You
right
can do it that
now.
Way.
Oh, I forgot to also remind the folks, too, that there is a student art expo that's going to be taking place on May the 12th, downtown Lafayette. And I'm going to tell you some more about this, but it is a very worthy program and supported program that people in the public need to do that. It's sponsored by the Lafayette Parish School.
All right. We need some phones to ring in. Let's go with it.
482-5787 is the number. Make a call right now, ladies and gentlemen. Make the call.
Let's put them all. Let's
Marilyn,
make them.
Marilyn Monroe. You can speak to Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn is in.
That's so, right.
So let's do it. Let's get all the lines to ring in.
Susan Haywood, too.
I don't want to be away. Away from my home. I don't want to be away. Away from my home. Hey, I bet don't you. Oh,
my feet. Well, I'm going back home, where I belong. Said I'm going back home, where I belong. I don't wanna be away, away from my home. I don't wanna be away, away from my home. What they say? Man, I just can't control my future. The boogie's got me under control. I just can't control my feet today.
Yeah, I just can't control my feet today. Okay, I'm glad for you.
Well, we want you to control your feet and hop on or dance on over to the telephones to make your pledge for the Zydeco show this morning. John and Melvin doing a great job, dedicated, committed every Saturday to this show. You do your housework to this show. You're out in the fields to this show. You're gardening to this show. I know that we interviewed some people from Lake Charles who every Saturday have their laptop or computer out in the garden when they're working, and they listen to Zydeco every Saturday morning. Please make that pledge this morning. You can do it online very easily at krvs.org. Go to that website, click on the Support This Station button, and make your pledge, especially if you're listening from another state or country. This show means a lot to you, and your support is so important to us. We're a non-profit, non-commercial radio, so that means we're not selling any commercials, and no one's making a profit here at the station. Everything goes into the equipment, the service, everything. 337-482-5787.
Yeah, we come in. It's almost 11 o'clock. We're at 1575. With your help, we're going to make that 2500 today.
Absolutely.
We can make it do that. All right, waiting for your calls. 337-482-5787.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, on the web at krvs.org. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. This program is sponsored in part by Acadiana365.com, the Independent's monster online events calendar, providing thousands of events from dozens of organizations with updates 24/7. Whether looking for something to do or registering an event, the website is Acadiana365.com.